I knock gently on your door. I hear you walking to answer it. Shyly, I look up at you as the door swings open and my stomach does a little flip at the sight of you, standing there in your jeans and a button-up shirt. You stumble through a hello. You sound nervous. You ask me inside to wait as you finish getting ready for our date. I am to be your girlfriend for the night. You needed a date to a boring business dinner and didn't want to turn up alone, so you decided to call a high-class escort service. And they sent me. And by the look in your eye, you are pleased, to say the very least. My long dark hair is pulled up and piled on top of my head, loose curls hanging down the back of my neck. I'm wearing a figure-hugging red dress. It stops just above my knees. And my feet are encased in some killer black heels. You grab your jacket and we head out to dinner. The ride down in the elevator is interesting. I hear your breathing hitch, and every now and then you turn as if to say something. What is it that you want? What are you not saying? Do you feel the same electricity in the air that I do? The same intense feeling to just grab each other, tear at our clothes and fuck right here in the elevator. I'm sure it would make for a much more interesting night, but you have your responsibilities and I honour that. But not before giving you a sly wink as the doors slide open and we step out into the hotel foyer. The dinner was typical. Older couples, the men all talking company business, the wives taking an interest in our supposed relationship. Luckily, on the drive over, we'd worked out a little dating history if those questions came up. The meal finishes after a little too much wine being shared, and we say our goodbyes. Heading outside to grab a taxi, your hand finds mine, and I grin at you. I pull you a little closer and thank you for a lovely dinner. Reaching up, I kiss you on the cheek. Your hands slide around my back and pull me closer still. Your head turns and our lips meet for the first time. Urgent lips clash. Tongues tangle and taste each other. We are lost in the moment. We don't even hear the cab pull up as it honks at us, but we laugh and climb in. Your hand rests next to my leg on the back seat, and I'm eager for you to touch me again. But I'm glad you don't. I have a feeling that I wouldn't be able to control myself if you did. Thankfully, it's a short drive, and soon we are once again in that damn elevator. This time the charged air seems to wrap around us and push us together. Our hands roam over clothes. Our lips crush together again. A soft moan escapes me as your hands slide down my body and around my firm ass, holding me against you. I can feel your arousal as you continue to kiss me. The doors open and we spill out into the hallway, not speaking as we walk to your room. You open the door and pull me inside. You turn to me and push me up against the closed door. Your mouth claiming my neck, kissing and biting gently. You take my hands, pinning them to the door above my head. I gasp and push my hips towards yours. We kiss again and again, losing ourselves in the moment. Stumbling to the couch you lay, and you pull me to rest on top of you, hands roaming my body as our mouths continue to explore. You squeeze my ass, pressing me harder against your erection. I sit up, straddling your thighs. Slowly, I reach back and unzip my dress. The straps fall down my arms, and the fabric pools, and I am naked from the waist up. My breasts rest right before you, firm and round, hardened nipples awaiting your touch. Your fingers brush my warm skin gently, raising goosebumps all over my body. I gasp as you lean your head towards me and flick one nipple with your tongue. Again, I say, and you repeat your action, this time sucking the nipple into your mouth. Your hand keeps the other one busy while you slowly suck my nipple and the soft flesh around it. My hands tangle in your hair, holding you there, not ever wanting you to stop. I can feel your hardness under me as I sit in your lap. And I begin to slowly grind my hips into you. The hem of my dress riding higher and higher, revealing black lace panties over smooth, shaved skin. Your hands move to my hips, making me move harder against you. Your mouth, still busy trying to decide which breaths to play with, moving equally between the two. I lean down and whisper in your ear, "Take me to bed, please." You lift me, keeping my legs around you, and carry me to the large bed in the next room. You lay me down and take a step back, drinking me in with your eyes, which are so dark with lust. Slowly you remove your jacket and unbutton your shirt. I pull you towards the bed by your belt and help you slide your shirt down your arms. Kneeling before you on the mattress, I undo your belt buckle and very slowly unzip your pants, pushing them down your thighs. I lick my lips in anticipation. You motion for me to raise my arms and you pull my dress up and over my head, leaving me in nothing but a pair of tiny black lace panties. Hooking my thumbs in your boxers, I slide them down, letting your hard cock spring free. Once I have you completely naked, I take your cock in my hand and guide it to my mouth. My hungry, my soft full lips part and wrap around your shaft, sliding down and coating you with my saliva. I take you as far as I am able. My hands move around and grab your firm ass while my mouth slowly pops up and down. I moan slightly as your hands tangle in my hair, holding me to you while you are deep in my throat. You release me and I start to move faster, thrusting your cock into my mouth. You're fucking my throat and loving it. With one last long suck, I let you go and look up at you with a cheeky smile. Your eyes are glazed as you look back at me. And kneeling down, you grab my legs and push them apart. I fall back onto my elbows and watch as you grab the sides of my panties and pull them off, kissing your way up my thighs. I shiver under your touch. You reach my pussy and gently allow your tongue to slide between my folds. I grasp as you find my clit and suck and lick and taste me. Your tongue lapping against my warm flesh drives me crazy. I spread my legs wider for you. And you plunge your tongue over and over into my pussy. I come undone and I fall back, my thighs clenching around your head, pinning you there as I orgasm directly into your mouth. As I lay panting, recovering from the intensity of what you just did to me, you climb on top of me, kissing me with force. I can taste myself on your lips and tongue. My legs wrap around your hips and I open myself to you. Without waiting, you slide into me. You seem to fit perfectly within me. I rise to meet you, and you slowly move in and out of my soaking pussy. My nails drag down your back and my mouth is near your ear, and you can hear my every whimper, my every moan, as you bring me closer and closer to another powerful orgasm. You roll us and suddenly I am on top, pushing me up so I'm straddling you. You grab my hips and you move me in exactly the way you want, faster and harder. My breasts bounce and sway, and you sit up to have them directly in your face. Your arms wrap around my back, pinning me down on you as you grunt and come deep inside of me. My own release follows right after. The feeling of having your hot cum inside of me, it's too much, and I scream out in pleasure. And you roll us onto our sides while we recover. My hair is a mess. You brush it from my eyes. I kiss you softly and nuzzle into your neck as you hold me. Your lips at my ear as you ask if I can stay the whole night, promising me more than I ever imagined finding.